How's it going? It's new. I don't know how to start this. Look at me. I'm in a different place. Different set for the first time in a couple episodes now. And this is weird. I'm actually sitting in my old room, my old high school room right now, on an old chair that was reupholstered by my mom. The room has now been taken over by my sister, my younger sister, Teresa, who is probably listening. So hello, Teresa. She took it over. It's much more girly now. There used to be a lot of things here. There was a desk that I moved for the sake of filming. And all my stuff is taken down. This room has been repurposed to fit my younger sister, who is now in college. And so this room is a shell of what it used to be. But I'm recording here because I can. And I'm using my mom's camera this time. She has a camera that I'm using. I thought I'd record an ep for you guys. Remote. I'm traveling. I told you guys I was leaving. I was going to be out of town, but that doesn't mean we need to limit episodes forever. I'm going to come at you guys with new content because that's how dedicated I am to you. All right. I'm dedicated for content for you guys. And we're in the 50th episode of the show, which is a big deal. And it's not as special as it could be. I'll admit. there's no streamers. No one's celebrating this show. Let's be real. So we're not going to make a big deal about it. Remote episode. I'm traveling. I was in Michigan for a golf trip with my old college buddies, my frat bros, because yeah, I was in a frat. I'm cool. You guys think I'm not cool? I'm cool. I'm cool enough to get in a frat. So we set up a golf trip in Michigan. And I also play golf because I'm badass. Went out with the boys, which was a great time. Peter, Durham, Cullum, Drew, Frank, Jack, and I'm sure I forgot someone. Oops. Whoops. Sorry. Hey, sorry. Sorry if I forgot you guys and you're listening to this. So did a golf trip in Michigan, which is nice because you get the warm autumn air of the Midwest. Although it wasn't very warm, it's quite cold. Quite cold, about 55 degrees. So not the best golfing weather, but it was fun. We got out of there. We golfed for a couple days and then came back and saw the fam for a little while. So I'm here. That's why I'm recording here now. It's going to be a short episode today because my SD card for some reason doesn't work on the camera very well for some reason. I don't know why. But it just doesn't. So I got my timer here. I can only go for, I think max is 20 minutes. So sorry, that's just the way it goes. Okay. Short app, and I got to upload this thing quickly. So we're just going to get through. We're going to have fun loosey goosey episode today. Talk about what's going on. See how you guys are doing using my sister's microphone. Look at this thing. I'm holding it like I'm a stand-up comedian or something. Look, I don't have the good setup. I don't travel with my equipment everywhere. So cut me some slack. All right. I might get interrupted. Someone might try to walk through the door over here and there's another door over there. And why are there two doors in my old room? Because I don't know. I think it used to be an office. And so there's two doors. So when I was in high school, hey, random story time. When I was in high school, people would walk through my room all the time. I have five younger sisters and they'd just be constantly walking through the doors to get to the other side of the house. And is that really annoying? Yes, it is. But yeah, there's two rooms, and I'll probably get disturbed at some point in this episode. And they're probably listening through the door right now, listening to me, eavesdropping on how I'm doing this episode. But that's okay. It's totally okay. It's a weird setup. I feel like I'm out of my element, and I don't, it's weird. So I'll probably feel off my game today. But I'm with the fam. It's always nice to see the fam. I'm adjusting a lot already, clearly, because I'm uncomfortable. This is not the most comfortable chair in the world. I think it's like 300 years old. It's a very old chair. But coming home with a fam is always good. It grounds you, sets you back on track. And it also made me realize I probably curse too much. The amount of times I've had to restrain myself from saying naughty words around my little sisters and my family has been too much, too many times. So I got to cut back on the cursing in this show. It's not good. it's just lazy. It's just lazy content to curse. And I've been doing too much of it. And that's what traveling home to see your family does. It brings you back down to reality. It takes you back down from the moon and plants you back down on planet Earth and reminds you where you came from. Okay? So that's the headspace I'm in right now. You know, late episode. I got to record this thing like immediately. So there's really going to be almost no benefit to watching the show today if you're watching it. I'm not going to edit anything in. Sorry. At least I'm recording something. I'm a good guy. And this is the worst opening to a show I think I've ever done. But I feel like a lot of stuff has happened. And right as I was about to sit down to record this episode, I forgot to write down the notes on my phone or whatever before starting. So we're kind of just winging this. But I feel like a lot's happened in the last week that I should be talking about, but I'm not, because I'm a bad host. All right. I'm a bad host. But one of the big things that's happened is all the sports are happening now, because Midwest is a big place for sports. The Midwest is, that's all we have. There's not a whole lot going on here. I don't know if you noticed. The Midwest is just a lot of corn, a lot of soybeans, and a lot of sports. People are very dedicated to their sports teams here, especially in South Bend. They love the Irish here. They love Notre Dame football. If you're in Columbus, they love Ohio State. If you're in Chicago, it's the Bears, it's the Blackhawks, it's the Cubs. And if you're in other places in the Midwest, it's those teams. And there's nothing much to do, especially when it gets colder, than to go watch your team, hang out with your boys, wear a jersey to the bar. We all know how I feel about people wearing jerseys, especially to bars, to support your team. You're not on the team. Don't wear a jersey to the bar to support your team because you're not on the team. But that's what people do here. And so I've been obviously watching sports because there was Monday Night Football. There was Tuesday Night Football. There's probably football on tonight. Was there Tuesday Night Football, actually? No. It was the Dodgers game, because the Dodgers are in the World Series. And you're all thinking right now, Matt, you should be, aren't you stoked? Aren't you rioting in the streets? Two of your teams, two of your most favorite sports teams are doing really well. The Lakers won, obviously, which who cares? Who cares? I don't. And then the Dodgers are playing in the World Series. So game one of the World Series was last night. I could not give less of a shit. I just couldn't. I don't know why. First of all, I never really got into baseball. I was never a baseball kid. And that's for a number of reasons. One, we've just never really been a baseball family. We've always been more of a football, basketball family. I'm from Indiana, okay? Basketball is the main sport here. I stunk at that. So I decided to pursue football. And I played baseball a couple times, maybe one season of Little League, and then I played T-ball. And that did not go well for me. T-ball did not go well. I was not a good T-ball player. I was not a good baseball player. I'm an incredible athlete in every other sense of the word. But not baseball. And let me tell you why. When I was about 9 or 10, we had a baseball, T-ball league, rather, in the YMCA, the local YMCA, which has now been destroyed. My childhood is ruined. And T-ball is a stupid sport. It's stupid. You put up the baseball on the tee and you just hit it off of there. And because little kids are so bad at sports, they don't have no hand-eye coordination. So you have to hit it off of a tee. And so that's what I was playing. And I was bigger than all the other kids. I went through puberty, I think, at the age of 5 or 6. I was a big, strapping young boy. I had a mustache by the age of 12. And that's not a joke. I did. I had to shave for the first time when I was 12, something like that. And I was a powerful young man. And we were playing T-ball and my dad was coaching, or he was on the sidelines or something. And I wasn't hitting the ball very hard at the time. I don't know why, probably because I'm a pansy. But my dad came up to me before I went up to bat next time. And he was like, Matt, you know, you're not hitting it well. You need to smash that thing. You're bigger than everyone else out here. You can hit a home run every time if you just put a little bit of oomph behind the ball, you know? And I was like, all right, but it seems weird because there's a pitcher on the pitcher's mound, but she's not throwing. And I just feel like, you know, if I'm hitting this ball on the tee, there's a high likelihood I hit that little girl, because it's a co-ed thing, because you're kids and you would play, you know, with both boys and girls. He's like, don't worry about that. Just hit it as hard as you can. You'll knock it out of the park. The odds of you hitting her are very small. And I said, all right, Dad. All right. I'll do it. So I get up to bat and I smacked this thing with the fire of 1,000 suns, about as hard as a 9-year-old could possibly hit a ball on a tee. And I nailed it. And as my fears served me correctly, it was a line drive directly towards the poor little girl named Kelly, who was standing on the pitcher's mound at about 500 miles an hour. And it went right towards, not only did it go right towards her, it went towards her face. So the ball comes over, drills her in the face. Her nose explodes. Her hat goes down, flies off of her head. And she just crumples to the ground. And I'm thinking, oops, I killed someone. I killed that little girl, Kelly. And obviously commotion all around. People go grab her. I start crying. She's obviously bawling her face out. They have to call an ambulance. I never want to play again. And I'm like sobbing. I'm like, Dad, I murdered this poor girl, poor little blonde Kelly. And he's like, you know, they're getting ready to take her out of the ambulance. And my dad's just like, you should go over and just apologize. It'll make you feel better. I know it's not like 100% your fault. I mean, it was my fault, but he thought it'd make me feel better, which, you know, okay, fine. Dad knows best. So I go over and apologize, and she's sobbing. She's like, and there's blood running down her face. Of course, gruesome scene. Sorry, gruesome scene. And I go up and apologize. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. She's like, it's okay. And that was it for me. So no more baseball or t-ball related sports for me from then on out, pretty much. I think I kind of called it quits after that. So I've never been a baseball guy. I've never really gotten into it. All my friends out here were on the team or associated with baseball further along, but I wasn't. I wasn't a baseball guy. So I don't really care. I don't care for baseball. I'll watch it for the World Series. It's exciting sometimes, you know, to watch that. You know, when the Cubs won a couple years ago, I'll watch that, but I don't follow the seasons very closely. So I don't care that the Dodgers won. I don't care. Good for them. I mean, it has been an interesting year for sports. There's about 9,000 sports on TV right now. Obviously, NBA Finals just ended, and then baseball was going on, and then football was going on. And I think I mentioned this in a previous episode, but that's interesting. That's the first year we've ever had that kind of stuff. And then the Masters is going to be played in, what, a week or two, something like that? And I am a golf boy, but I don't really like watching it very much. But the Masters is cool. So it's been an interesting year for sports, but what can I say? I have a very tough time getting riled up for sports teams. It's just not my personality or whatever. So, I mean, I wish I cared, but I guess being far removed in a fake city like LA, where everyone pretends to care about sports, has kind of removed me from it all, and it's just impossible to get riled up about anything. Is this a good episode so far? I don't know. I really don't. There is one thing that we have to talk about, because I don't even know how much time. How long have we been going for? Because I don't want the thing to cut off before I'm even able to end. All right, so we got 7 minutes. So this is a really short episode, and that sucks, and I'm sorry. But at least I'm giving you content, all right? At least I'm giving you content. The one thing I did want to talk about before, in the 7 minutes we have left, there's an update. We give updates on this show, all right? We like to talk about celebrities. We like to talk about their breakdowns and how they are on social media. And you guys all remember Britney Spears, and I give updates on Britney Spears because I have to give updates on Britney Spears because it's so interesting to me that Britney Spears is a person right now. She's not mentally well. And I feel bad for her, and I don't want to make light of that. However, she's on fire with her content. Just by the sheer bizarreness of it. And I wish I could show you the video, but I'm not going to be able to at this moment, because I'm not going to edit the video. And like I said, I'm not going to have time to do that. But she went back on and is talking about her. She posted one of essentially just like a striptease. It's just a sexy video of her dancing on screen again. And then posted her five favorite things that she likes to bring to the beach. Like, what? Like, she's on another planet, dude. Like, we're all sitting here fighting for our lives with COVID. We're all dying. And She's just talking about, hey, here's what you bring to the beach, dummy. Come to the beach with Britney Spears.
So this is the exact same bathing suit I wore like 3 days ago to the beach. But I said, hey, why not give it another shot? But while I'm at it, I just wanted to let you guys know the five most important things that you need to bring when you go to the beach. A towel,
okay.
Oil,
okay.
Sunscreen,
mm-hmm.
A dog, and a hat.
Oh.
I'm going to go to my jacuzzi now.
Oh. Did she practice this beforehand? Because it seems scripted.
So this is the exact same bathing suit I wore like 3 days ago to the beach.
And where is she standing? Is she in this room?
But while I'm at it,
it's the same color background.
The five most important things that you need to bring when you go to the beach. A towel.
Okay.
Oil. Sunscreen. A dog. And a hat.
Like, go through those things faster, by the way. Hey, go through them faster. Usually when someone gives you a list of stuff, they'll be like, hey, here's number one. And here's why you bring number one. Here's number two. And here's my supporting sentences to back up my thesis. And now she's not doing that. She's just saying, hey, bring these things. Hey, bring the most obvious things everyone brings to the beach, to the beach. That's what she said. The only one I kind of disagree with her on is a dog. Because in LA, you can't have dogs not on a leash on a beach, I don't think. There's just doors slamming everywhere in this house. I feel like they're all listening to me. I feel like my sisters are all listening to me do this right now. Yeah, I can hear them. That's the Thomas household for you, folks. That's the Thomas household for you. And I do feel bad because I'm not hanging out with them. I'm recording an ep. And this episode probably stunk. I mean, I got 3 minutes left. But that's what you get, dude. We'll do a better app next week. We'll end the season next week. That will be the season finale of, did you hear that? Another slamming door season finale of What the Heck. Hopefully you enjoyed this. I feel like it was way too fast of an episode. I feel like I just went boom, 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 boom. But that's okay. That's fine. That's what we do. This is more of a bonus ep than anything else. It's not really, I guess we'll call this like 49 and a half. How about that? We'll call this episode number 49 and a half. And then we'll end the season on 50. And that's what we'll do. That's what we'll do. Okay. But for now, this is just to keep you company. I know you all probably missed me this morning on your morning commute. You were like, Matt, what the heck? What the heck? Hey, that's the name of the show. What the heck? Why wasn't there an episode posted? But I'm doing my best here. But we'll be back in the regular studio sometime next week. And, I'll finish up the season for you. We'll do a special Halloween episode. I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday. We'll do a spooky ep. I suppose that's it. Sorry for rolling through everything so fast. God, I'm so insecure, aren't I?
God, sorry for this. Sorry for that.
Shut up, Matt. Shut up, Matt. Okay. I'm going to go hang out with my family. I will see you guys soon, but in the meantime, enjoy yourselves, don't get into too much trouble, and enjoy your weekend and stuff like that, and hopefully I'll see you later. All right, bye, see you later, bye.